And good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show at 8:19. Detroit City Council voted 8-1 to approve a $616 million transformation brownfield incentive for the District Detroit plan during their meeting yesterday, a week after members delayed the vote. Someone that's pretty happy about what's going on and finally getting at least that vote through is the mayor of the city of Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan, who joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Morning, Lloyd, and good morning, Mark.
Good morning. It's great to have you with us.
So, you know, Mr. Mayor, I was telling Ann Thomas this morning, I said, I actually watched this meeting yesterday. It was a pretty long meeting. It didn't even took a break in between, like 15 or 20 minutes. But they were really in doing the due diligence. They're really trying to make sure that the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted. But when it came out, you know, in the wash, they voted in favor of this brownfield incentive as well as the community benefits ordinance.
Well, Detroit, all of these council members, the amount of work they did was remarkable. When this first came out, there was just a massive amount of misinformation. You know, we're giving tax incentives away. Detroit doesn't give dollars to anybody. What we do is, if you're going to build on these vacant parking lots, we'll give you a discount in the future on the taxes you would pay. It's a different philosophy than many others. And I think when the council members really understood it and they looked at what was at stake, they did the right thing. But there was nothing more moving than the young people came in and said, you know, I'm a student at Wayne State University. I want to stay in Detroit. I want to have my future here. This is key to my future. And I think the voices of the young people help carry the day.
And Mr. Mayor, and let's clear something up, too. You know, the incentives don't kick in until the project is done. Is that correct?
Right. Right. What it means is that instead of paying whatever, a $4 million a year in taxes on what is now a parking lot, you'll pay $2 million a year in taxes. And the discounts didn't come from the city of Detroit. They came from state taxes. They came from the Downtown Development Authority. And when council members studied it, they realized we're getting almost nothing on these parking lots today, and the city's going to get $21 million a year for police and fire and parks and housing across the city. The council members, I know it was complicated, but boy, they had the courage to do the right thing for the future of the city.
And, you know, this kind of thing, Mr. Mayor, happens across the country as far as incentives to get these companies to build in their towns. And this is something that goes all the way back to the Coleman Young years. The Mayor Coleman Young was one who was a believer in this.
Mayor Young, of course, was very effective in this. And his son was very vocal about the impact that it's had. But you have a Jeep plant on the east side of Detroit with 5,000 jobs because we did incentives. We beat out 20 other states. Ford Motor Company is finishing the renovation of an abandoned train station because we had incentives that made it affordable. And I think the great majority of people think this city is better off having the auto plants, having the train station renovated. And this is going to be special. You know, we've seen Dan Gilbert do a lot. We've seen the Illiches do things. We've seen Peter Cummings. We've seen Gary Torgo. But these are our Detroiters. What's different about this is Stephen Ross is a New York company, and his group has never invested in Detroit. And the eyes of the country were on us yesterday to see what happens when a major national developer decides to invest in Detroit. And that 8-1 vote was a message around the country that Detroit is a place that's good to invest.
Mayor, it's great to have you with us. This is Mark Hollis. When you talk about Detroiters and live, work, and play here, that's the focus that is important, I think, for everyone that is invested in Detroit. But you also mentioned the eyes upon us, and I think there's something that's happening here in Detroit right now that should be observed and should be embraced, is folks are selecting to come back to Michigan, to come back to Detroit. In my world of sports, the NFL draft, the NCAA Final Four, even WWE SummerSlam, the Michigan Panthers returning. Those are all really good signs in the sports world that I believe are bleeding over to other areas of life for those of us that do live and work and play here.
And of course, Mark, Lloyd Mark is being modest. He was the godfather of the NFL draft application, which I thought was quite a long shot when it was first put in. But we're going to bring 400,000, 500,000 people from around the country in April of next year who are going to see Detroit, many whom all they ever heard about it was on the national news where they were here 10 or 20 years ago. I think we are going to make quite an impression. And you know, you can see people coming through the train station when they come to Detroit saying, I never do this, to see all that's going on. And it has the potential to keep the momentum going for years to come.
No, I think that's great. And the other thing about it is it's a free event, like the Detroit Grand Prix, like the Rocket Mortgage Classic, delivering opportunities for Detroiters to really be part of something that is in their community. And what I'm so encouraged by is I always want to bring visitors to Detroit to dispel any thoughts that they may have about this city. And in every case, they walk away wanting to come back and talking about how great this city is.
Well, and the Grand Prix is going to be fascinating. Of course, I'm thrilled that Roger Penske has brought it back downtown. But there's going to be large sections of the track that, as you say, Mark, will be free. People can come watch through the fence. And so those who can afford the expensive chalets can be there. If you can't afford anything, you'll be able to come down, be a part of it, and watch through the fence. And we do make more of a conscious effort to make our events for everybody in the community, and the draft's going to be much the same.
Mr. Mayor, I want to change a little bit and talk about the Tuskegee Airmen National Museum doing a lot over at City Airport. You know, they have the young people that they're teaching to be pilots. Now I understand they're going to be teaching these young folks to become air traffic controllers at Detroit City Airport. A lot going on. What's the future of the airport, and how do you feel about what's going on, what they're doing with these young people and giving them these new career fields?
What they have done is outstanding, and we got the FAA after years to approve our airport layout plan, which will be new hangars, which will be rebuilt taxiways, and I'm very hopeful that we're going to have an agreement shortly with the Detroit Public Schools to bring the Benjamin Davis Academy back that trained pilots, that trained airplane mechanics at City Airport, because it is so much easier to run those classes at the airport than out of a high school 7 or 8 miles away. But the Tuskegee Airmen Group have kept this alive. And, of course, Detroiters know Mayor Coleman Young was a member of the Tuskegee Airmen. So there's a deep connection to the city, and they've just done a fabulous job.
Will there ever be passenger planes back at Detroit City?
No, that's not. The only time there was passenger planes was back when Metro had no gates. But what we can have is a first-class general aviation airport, maybe some freight and the like. And there will be a lot of development that I believe that will go on in the area now that we have the layout plan. But stay tuned on that. I think we'll have some announcements on that in the next month or two.
And Mr. Mayor, when it comes to crime in the city, you know, the police department, I have to give them kudos, and Chief White kudos, and what they're doing and trying to do a lot of prevention. But they're out there, you know, dealing with, you know, very tough things, especially when it comes to mental health and having to deal with mental health and some of the things they're doing to try to curtail that. Your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think the police department is doing a great job. There's something like 200 people awaiting placement in state mental health beds today. Every day, psychiatrists are having to release folks from the local crisis centers to the street when they don't want to. Yet John Engler closed Lafayette Clinic in 1992. We got to stop blaming Engler 30 years ago and go back and rebuild the facility and create a real long-term treatment option for the people who need it, and we're working hard on that right now.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you.
Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk with you, Mayor Mike Duggan, on the Paul W. Smith Show. Fox News coming up next, and we'll also be hearing from WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney as the Paul W. Smith Show rides on this Wednesday hump day, AM 760 WJR.